We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time now for WEEI Football Sunday with Andy Gresh, Christian Arcand, and Mike Cadlick. Now, WEEI Football Sunday.
It is WEEI Football Sunday. No Gresh nor Arcand today. It's the Laird Man and Shime Time filling in. We had Mike Cadlick here for about 90 minutes or so. He is off to post inactives and prep for the game. But here's a man who's been durable, reliable all year long. Christian Fourier on the Harbor One hotline. It's Fourier time. Hello, Christian.
Just like my scouting report out of college. Yeah. Same thing. It's the same thing. Same thing they would say.
Dependable, reliable,
durable. Yeah, high character guy, great effort, good blocker, great hands, team leader. I mean, just everything you guys see every single day when I see you at work. I mean, it's the same thing.
I love it. It's a great breakdown. By the way, this hour brought to you by FindMassMoney.com. All right, Fourier, before we get into today's game, I want you to react to Shine Time's hot take last hour. Bill's going to retire. That conflicting with a report from NFL Network, from Pelissero, from Rap Sheet, that Bill is distinctly not going to retire, whether it's here or somewhere else. He intends to coach in 2024. He's motivated to break Shula's wins record. Who's speaking the truth?
Wow. I would love to hear Shime's reason why he thinks he's going to retire, but no need to replay it. I'm with he comes back. I don't think he's going to retire. That doesn't even feel right. And if I'm even putting myself in Bill's shoes, knowing how competitive he is, knowing how he used to talk about Marv Levy, and then he realized what, 70 feels like, and he's still got a lot of juice left, I don't think he's going to retire. I would actually bet Sean that he doesn't. I would bet him a pizza on a Wednesday that he doesn't. And not only that he doesn't retire, that he will still coach somewhere. I think certain guys like Bill, they just, if they're inactive, if they're not part of some sort of program, and I don't mean like TV. That's a totally different emotional attachment. It's totally different. You're on the outside judging, and it's different than being on the inside making decisions. He needs to be on the inside. He's either going to run it. I would say the other option would be running a team, but even that, I would think, would be beneath him. He wants to be on the sideline. He wants to be in the front row and on the front lines. I think that's who he is, and he's a guy that if he retired, he'd hate to be all morbid, but he'd probably die in like a week.
Well, so for you, it's funny you mentioned dying. Well, it feels like to me this portion of the season is like, when, if you've ever had someone you're close to go through, that the dying process, sometimes there's a second wind where all of a sudden they feel like they're like almost back to their normal self, but it's very brief. And these few weeks kind of feel like that moment. It's that second wind. Bailey Zappe comes in. There's a little bit more energy. Bill remembers just how much he's always loved football and loved coaching. But then at the end of the day, at the end of the season, it's kind of just time to hang it up. And I think in large part that's because he's going to want to reassert himself as the dominant decision-making figure here, and the Crafts are going to be like, I think we want more GM help for you, and he's going to be like, I'd rather just walk away.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that it is. I don't think any of these conversations are going to be comfortable at all. And that's where I think the line in the sand will be drawn in that sort of regard. I mean, if there's one thing I thought of, like, did the Crafts become comfortable with the whole idea of a superstar, iconic figure leaving the building, right? Like, Brady leaves. They probably didn't want it to happen. But then he comes back and, like, oh, okay, it wasn't as bad as we thought. So you've already kind of done it. So does that make them more comfortable with Bill leaving? Or more like, okay, listen, we learned our lesson. Let's not let this guy leave, too. I think that's where the demarcation should be. Like, where they're at emotionally with the legacy of the entire franchise. Because three people I think are connected. It's Robert Kraft, it's Bill Belichick, and it's Tom Brady. Those three. Like, how do those three want to go down in history when they start talking about the greatest franchise in the history of the world? It'll be those three guys. And so, again, we'll see.
Now, Foyer, inactives today included Trent Brown, a healthy scratch. And this relates to Belichick, because I would love your take.
I knew it.
Well, and to further the drama there, this seems malicious because he's currently at 62% snaps of the year, snaps played. He can hit benchmark incentives at 65% and additional bonuses for 5% beyond that. So by not playing today, there's no chance he'll reach this, and it's worth upwards of $6.5 million in playtime incentives. So, you know, what do you make of this whole Trent Brown drama? And
Yep, that is predictable. I was calling this before the season even started. This dude is a waste of space. He's a fake team guy. He's been selfish everywhere he's been. And out of all the years when they needed him most, he just took more time to get healthy. When he was with the Raiders, he was cleared to play. He still refused to play, even though he was cleared because he wasn't ready or didn't want to. You're right, Ken. This is 100% malicious. This is, okay, two can play that game. You want to be a holdout? You want to be, you know, talking smacking with that money?
Ken just had to run into the other room to make sure that was dumped out of the way. So, for you, another guy on the inactives list is Hunter Henry. with him inactive, as well as Juju now on IR, does Zappe even stand a chance with the limited targets, basically just being Pop Douglas and Zeke Elliott, the guys that he really wants to throw to, and then on top of that, facing this pretty good Bills pass rush?
I would say no. but I don't think they're going to really give him many chances to mess it up. The main key is to just not turn it over. They probably believe they can keep it close if they just don't shoot themselves in the foot, because the Bills have been shooting themselves in the foot. The Bills have been turning the ball over. They've been fumbling the ball. Josh Allen has been throwing interceptions. They almost lead the league in turnovers, and that's been, and they had a couple the last time they played against the Patriots. So the game plan is real simple, dude. Bailey Zappe, just don't be the reason why we lose. That's it. Don't be the reason why. Don't throw interceptions. Like if we call a play and it's 3 yards short, well, that's us for calling a bad play. But don't be reckless. Don't throw it into coverage. When in doubt, throw it in the stands. That's what I would say. The weather is cold. It's almost freezing. It seems like it's raining / sleeting out there. They're going to try and keep it on the ground, throw it sideways, and throw it short.
Christian Fourier, our guest on the Harbor One hotline. I'm out of breath from sprinting in the other room to make sure we dumped his F-bomb. And a little rattled, but we got it.
Last day.
That is amazing.
The last day of the year. You know what? And I'll tell you why. Trent Brown is like a trigger for me. You know what? And even you remember the whole Dante Scarnecchia talking about him. You're a pro. You're getting paid a lot of money.
Yep.
I shouldn't have to work my ass off to convince you that this is important. I shouldn't have to, you know, encourage you to let pride be a factor. Like, it should just be part of your DNA. And everywhere this slug has gone, it's been a problem. Every single team has to deal with his attitude and his weight gain or his ambition. He's got no ambition, and that makes me angry.
But let me ask you this for you.
I'm sorry.
No, no, it's fine. But so back to this. So now what do his teammates think of this? Because we know Bill has rubbed players the wrong way for years, going back to the be free, be happy, Gronk and Amendola and all the rest. This year there have been certain guys that have seemed like they wanted to play for him. There have been other guys, you know, tweeting openly on X, you know, criticizing the organization or making, you know, taking shots. So do guys respect Bill currently? Do they want to play for him or do they not?
I think it's split down the middle. I think it is. I think, and the thing with Bill that he will do that other coaches wouldn't, other coaches would just let him play. They would just, because they have no choice, or they feel like they're up against it, or ownership, you know, intercedes. But I would say, it's like, I knew this was going to happen. I knew that there was going to be some disgruntled employees who felt like they were dealt a raw deal because the coaches weren't being fair or nice to them. Woe is me, they're not kissing your ass. Woe is me, they're not letting you get away with being a jerk. And and all the other guys who aren't being professionals, because in the end, guys, that is what it's about. This job is no different than any other job. Do you show up on time? Are you accountable? Do you do what you're asked to do? Do you put in extra time? Are you respectful? I would expect that from any person at any job. I don't care if it was McDonald's, Dunkin' Donuts, or Google. I would expect that. So God forbid the Patriots, you know, it's really understood. The one guy says, nah, I don't go. That's not the way I roll. I only like Trent Brown for me is only happy if he's like in a contract year, and then you're going to get his best. Now he's technically in a contract year again, but he's like, eh, screw it. And that's my problem with him. You know, that's ultimately, and I knew it was going to happen.
Big spread today, Foyer. Before we let you go, how does this one play out? Blowout City, as Boomer Esiason is predicting, or close game, take the points, as Shime Time says?
Yeah, I don't see the one thing, like, so the Bills lost this game, and they lost what I would say in an embarrassing fashion by Mac Jones driving all the way down, throwing a touchdown pass. The Patriots' offense was over 50% on third down. That's not going to happen. Like, the Bills are like the cardiac kids, man. They are just barely getting by, and it doesn't matter, but it's survive in advance. And they're 4-1 in their last five. They're 9-6. They're probably going to win 11 games. Remarkable achievement based on where they were. Yep. They should beat the tar out of the Patriots. I wouldn't be surprised. So, yeah, I would say be fine with the points. This game should be over by the third quarter.
There you go. Well, Foyer, it's been a great 2023. I appreciate you. You know that. Enjoy your new year. We'll see you next year.
All right, boys. Great time. Thanks for having me on. I'll talk to you guys Tuesday.
Thanks, Foyer.
Foyer back with Gresham Foyer. Proudly presented by VA New England Healthcare. Are you a veteran? VA New England Healthcare provides state-of-the-art healthcare benefits to those who serve our country. 844-VA-CARES. And learn more about the benefits you've earned and deserve. 844-VA-CARES. Presenting Foyer on NFL Sunday.
You good over there, Ken? Sunday. You almost had a heart attack.
Now, JoJo, I was about to praise our producer, Joe. The Joe Show back there.
He's doing
I look
great
back
job.
There, Foyer drops an F-bomb, and he's like, I don't even know. I couldn't even see him through the glass. He's like, what were you looking for? Like, did you drop a pen or what happened back there? And then you get the wrong
turn,
mic.
Turn on the wrong mic. Just the other mic.
Take it easy. Just take a breath in there.
I was taking notes back here. That was trying to, you know, keep up with the show. I just missed a big one.
All right. Missed a big God. A way to end the year would have been like FCC fines all over the place. There's only, I mean, as you know, there are dirty words you can't say
yes.
on the FCC airwaves still, even though sometimes you get away with them on, like, a McAfee show these days. But even on his show, you can't say the F-bomb.
No.
So Fourier drops the F-bomb. What a way to ring in the new year.
That was just, you could not have scripted that.
He really does not like Trent Brown.
No, that is like the one thing that really gets Fourier riled up is Trent Brown. Just a guy that just doesn't want to come to work.
Trent Brown admitted, I guess, to somebody this week that he's going to explore his other opportunities in the offseason. I mean, but everybody knew that. I don't see how that would have set Bill off. This is purely to save $6.5 million.
I didn't realize until you mentioned it to Fourier that this was at a 62%. So this is purely incentives-based, which also means he's not playing next week against the Jets.
Right. He will not play the rest of the year. That's correct. Doug Kaya doing good reporting.
It's a Russell
that.
Wilson thing.
It is. It is sort of a Russell Wilson thing, which is also bizarre. The Patriots ended Russell Wilson's tenure in Denver with that win last week.
It's the Jarrett Stidham era, baby.
Remarkable win. I mean, we started the show just talking about whether that's an impressive win. It is impressive to go there. And
into Mile High? Yes, absolutely.
To blow the game, come back and win the game. Your kicker, who's been a total disaster, to hit that kick, that is quite improbable.
And that kick was good from like 70. He absolutely smashed that last kick.
It took the first two misses for him to center it.
Yeah, he had to figure it out.
He pushed one right, he pushed one left off the post. But he gets the job done. Not one of Bill's best picks. All right.
No.
Football Sunday until the top of the hour. By the way, after the game, it is Fitzy and Hart. Little things called the Six Rings postgame show. And then tonight, we've got Green Bay, Minnesota for you via Westwood One, 7:30 until the new year. And don't forget all our main shows back on Tuesday. That'll be Patriots Monday on a Tuesday, including Bill Belichick and Bailey Zappi in the morning and afternoon, respectively. Here now the news before we get to around the NFL and some of the other big games that are on the docket today. Chris Shimes got your news.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Guys, this is WEEI Football Sunday on WEEI.
Well, happy holidays to you and yours. Happy New Year. Zappy New Year, if you prefer. It is Football Sunday. Ken Laird here. Chris Scheim here. Shime time, doing great work this week, filling in for Greg in the big chair a couple days.
Appreciate it, thank you.
You and Wiggy and the Woman, one show, right?
Yeah, Wednesday, that was a lot of fun.
You and Curtis for a couple of 4 hour shows, that's never easy, I appreciate that. Back for me and Curtis yesterday, and then back in today for Football Sunday. No Gresh Noarkan today. Cadillac was in, he's out now. Time to go around the NFL, Shime, here a little bit.
Let's do it.
Gresh loves to do in this segment. And by the way, if you're just joining us, Patriots and Actives out today, getting ready for the Bills, 1 o'clock. No Peppers, no Trent Brown, no Hunter Henry, the big three.
Correct.
Missing today. So very depleted in the secondary, although a couple guys that were questionable are in. Duggar's in, John Jones is in, Anfernee Jennings is in, Barmore's in. Those guys were all Miles Bryant. There were several that were on the bubble. They are in today against a 14-point favorite Buffalo Bills team that really, I mean, really, they need this game. They need this game to clinch. They have a chance to clinch if they win and Miami loses. Next week is for the division title, the AFC's title.
Yeah, I think so. I think by winning today, the Bills are almost assuredly in the playoffs. And then if they win today and somehow Miami lose, or not somehow, but if Miami loses to Baltimore today, then the Bills have a shot at the division next week.
Officially, the Bills clinch with a win and losses by two of three teams, Jacksonville, Pittsburgh, or Cincinnati. So they need two of those three teams to lose to get in. And by the way, they were 6-6 after that horrible, well, it was horrible. They lost to Philly Thanksgiving weekend, and they had a 20% chance to make the playoffs. Since then, they've rallied to beat Kansas City. They blew out Dallas. They barely beat the Chargers and Easton Stick, as you pointed out. Now up to 92% chance, but if they lose to the Patriots today, that takes a serious blow.
Yeah, shout out to our guy Nick Costos, who we have on the Greg Hill Show every Friday. Right after that Philly game, recommended that you go and take, if you thought that the Bills would come out and win that next game, you come out, I think that next game is against Kansas City.
Yeah.
You come out and you bet on them to win the Super Bowl because that's the best value we're going to get for them. And if they went on a run after beating Kansas City, you were going to get great value, and that's exactly what happened. And so I did exactly that. I listened to Costos. I have since started to reap the benefits, which is great. I suggested the same thing with the Cleveland Browns on Wednesday. They went and absolutely dominated the New York Jets Thursday night. And so that process has started to show some fruits of that labor. And then I would suggest the same thing with the LA Rams before they go and drop like 40 on the Giants today.
Hmm. We'll get to that game in a minute. Big game at 1 o'clock. No offense to Bills Patriots, is Dolphins at Ravens.
Yeah.
11-4 Dolphins, 12-3 Ravens. Now, Waddle was out, but he'll be back in the playoffs.
So, I think it's like a high ankle sprain he's dealing with now.
Yeah. I mean, Miami has been battling some issues here. They would clinch the AFC East with a win or a Bills loss today. Baltimore, though, has a lot on the line themselves. They clinched the AFC North with a win. They clinched the number one seed with some help, I believe. I mean, they've got control of their destiny. Put it that way. It's
yes,
a home game. They're a 3.5-point favorite. So does Miami win this game? Do they pull the upset, or are they roughing it and have to beat the Bills for a division title next week?
Yeah, I think they are roughing it and have to beat the Bills for a division title next week. This Baltimore Ravens team is so good. I don't think there's going to be any letdown after that huge win against the 49ers. There are three teams in the history of the NFL who have had a lead in every single game through, what is it, 15 weeks? 15 games into the final 2 minutes of the game. It is the 72 Miami Dolphins, it is the 07 Patriots, and it is the 2023 Baltimore Ravens. Their three losses came in the final 2 minutes of each one of those games. This is one of the better teams that we've seen, and they are underappreciated. I said it to Costos when we were talking about that San Francisco game. You could not walk over, you could not look past this Baltimore team. They are fantastic. Mike McDonald is one of the rising stars, defensive coordinator for the Baltimore Ravens. John Harbaugh is showing you why he's one of the best coaches in football. And Lamar Jackson is going to be the MVP. When he wins this game, he solidifies himself as the MVP this season, even with not necessarily MVP numbers. Like, this is not like his 2019 MVP. This is completely different. It's a completely different style, but he is the most dynamic player in football right now, and he's showing you why.
It's amazing that at one point it was under question whether he'd be back at all. Robert Kraft was pontificating that they're interested in bringing Lamar Jackson in. By the way, I had teased a little Brady scoop earlier. Brady put out on his social media that back in May he had considered unretiring. He was close to unretiring in May until a surprise party thrown by his friends for his retirement convinced him to stay retired. So again,
of course he was considering it. It's Tom Brady. He was awesome. I mean, his team wasn't that great last year, but he was still good, and he was awesome with Tampa Bay.
So would he have come back for Tampa?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, look at it. If he was quarterbacking that Tampa team is good. I mean, Baker Mayfield has them at what, 8-7 right
eight
now?
8-7.
And leading the division.
Hosting
Brady
the
would
Saints
probably
today.
Brady would probably be what? 10-5 with that team?
Yeah.
Right now.
They clinched the NFC South with a win over the Saints today. 2.5-point favorites there.
Correct.
And that's also a 1 o'clock game.
I like the Bucs in that game a lot.
The games at 1 o'clock, really, that Pats fans probably keep an eye on are the tank games. So you got four teams that you're fighting for a higher draft pick with. Carolina, 2-13, at Jacksonville.
Shockingly, Love Carolina here.
You do?
Yeah. Against C.J. Beathard, no Trevor Lawrence for Jacksonville. Jacksonville's defense has been suspect at best for quite a while now. Bryce Young had his best game of his career last week against the Green Bay Packers. I think he's starting to finally figure some things out. I like Bryce Young today on the props market at over like 180 yards passing. I kind of like the Carolina Panthers in this spot.
Now, Jacksonville would clinch the AFC South with a win and losses by Indy and Houston. So they have a lot to play for today, despite Trevor being out.
Yeah, I think that the Jaguars are in a tough spot without Trevor Lawrence this week. And knowing that the Houston Texans are getting C.J. Stroud back against the Tennessee Titans team, whose secondary has been, again, lackluster, they could be in a tough position heading into the playoffs here.
Now, Carolina, even if they win, would still have three wins. So
correct.
Still ownership of the first pick, which would go to Chicago. But they do play Tampa next week. If Tampa clinches the division,
that game could mean nothing.
It could mean nothing.
Because Tampa Bay, if they win the division, just lock themselves into the four spot. I don't think they can get up to three because they can't catch the Lions, 49ers, Eagles, or Cowboys if the Cowboys were able to win the NFC East. So I'm pretty sure the Bucs kind of locked themselves into the four spot, and so what would stop them from resting? Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Baker Mayfield, Rashad White, all their defensive players, just like the Cowboys did last year.
Wow. Arizona has the second pick in the draft, currently 3-12. They play at Philly today, a 12.5-point favorite. Not likely you'll see an upset there, I wouldn't think.
Yeah, I like Philly in that game. They should probably win. I don't know if I'd lay the 12.5 points, but Philly should win that football game.
Arizona then plays Seattle at home next week.
That's a winnable game for Arizona. Like, that is a play spoiler to the Seattle Seahawks, who are fighting for their playoff lives.
Yep.
They get Pittsburgh this week, both teams looking to try and make the playoffs. Arizona could absolutely play spoiler next week.
Washington, your Commanders, who we thought had Jacoby Brissett coming to the rescue. Instead, he scratched Sam Howell's back in. That's a 1 o'clock game. 4-11 Washington hosting 11-4 San Francisco, coming off the beatdown last week.
I want to think that a pissed off Sam Howell for losing his job could come in and somehow win a football game, but they drew the San Francisco 49ers coming off that loss to the Baltimore Ravens. And I don't think Kyle Shanahan particularly loves that Washington franchise. So there's a good chance that the 49ers put up a 40 burger in this game.
And again, if you missed Shime's update, New England and Washington currently tied at 4-11. And tied exactly in strength of schedule. So the third pick in the draft, very much up for grabs, depending on strength of schedule. That could shift, I would imagine, because higher strength of schedule means a worse pick. If the Patriots play the Jets next week, that's good. You play a crappy team, so your strength of schedule goes down. Whereas Washington plays Dallas, a good team.
Correct.
So that's all.
Which is why Washington's strength of schedule went up last week, or last night, is because Dallas got that win over Detroit.
And they play San Francisco today. So all that being said, if the Patriots just take care of business and lose out, you have the third pick.
Yes, you do. And that's the thing, right? And I think as Patriots fans, we just want to see good games, but losses. Like, I think that's kind of where we're at right now. The vibes are fun. It's cool seeing Bailey Zappe and Bill Belichick hug after a game. I want to see them compete, but ultimately we want to see them lose and get a better pick.
So next week is really going to be the drama.
It's going to be so hard because you know Bill's going to stomp Trevor Siemian or Zach Wilson in the Jets. He doesn't lose to the Jets.
Yeah, but the Jets D will shut down Zappe. That'll be 6-3.
I mean, they couldn't stop Jacoby Brissett from making a comeback last week. I mean, the Jets went up like 27-0 and almost lost the game. They almost lost that game to the Commanders, who are awful, and Zappe's had a bit of a spark lately. So
it's the Drake May game. That is a hot ticket. That's a big money ticket. Week 18, 1 o'clock start.
Oh, man, I want Drake May in a Patriots jersey so bad it hurts. You need to lose that game. The Patriots are going to be favored in that game.
What's the spread?
If I had to guess right now, assuming the Patriots lose to the Bills this week and the Jets lose to...
The Jets already lost to Cleveland on
correct,
Thursday.
On Thursday Night Football. Thank you. So, assuming you lose to the Bills, I would say Patriots. That one's... Is it in New York or no?
It's here.
It's here. I would say Patriots by 1.5.
Favorite against the Jets
yes.
in the Drake May game.
Yep. Mm. Belichick at home against the bleeping Jets. He is going. He is not
Bill's
losing
last
that football game.
Bill's last game. According to you, he's retiring.
It's not his last game as a New England Patriot head coach. He is not losing that game to the Jets. It's not happening. And Vegas is going to completely agree.
3 4 o'clock games today. You mentioned Seattle and Pittsburgh, both teams fighting for a playoff berth. That's a good game. 405, 425. Bengals at Chiefs. Very strange game. Chiefs a mess, but 6.5-point favorites. They clinched the AFC West with a win and I think a Las Vegas loss and a Denver loss, which could happen.
Yeah, this screams ugly Kansas City win to me. They have been struggling. I think they continue to struggle. But after seeing what Pittsburgh did to the Bengals last week, Jake Browning has officially come back to earth. I think the Chiefs win, but barely. I don't know if I definitely wouldn't lay the 6.5, but I probably just won't touch this game at all.
In the night game, which we'll hear on WEI, 7:30, start of the coverage, 8:20 kickoff, Green Bay.
Oh, you skipped my Jarrett Stidham game.
Oh,
I love Stidham. Only laying 3 points
really?
Against Easton Stick at home at Mile High. Give me Jarrett Stidham.
Well, there's another team, the Chargers, with 5 wins that you hope pull off the victory.
Yeah, you want the Chargers to win if you're a Pats fan, but I think Sean Payton has been very conservative with his play calling because they didn't want Russell Wilson to get hurt, which is why you saw the benching, because they don't want to pay him, so they don't want him to get hurt. I think he's been very conservative. I think you're going to see Sean Payton kind of unleash the playbook with Jarrett Stidham this week and light it up against that Chargers defense.
And then tomorrow, it's college football with the main stage. Yeah. Pretty good set of games there. 5 o'clock, Alabama, Michigan. Michigan a 1.5-point favorite right now. Well, if you like any of the betting odds, betting action on that one. Followed by 8:45, Texas at Washington. Texas a 4-point favorite in the Sugar Bowl.
Yeah, I just want to pick the winners of the game, Michigan and Washington. That's my national championship right
really?
There. Yeah, I'm going to take the two. Parlay the two together, you're getting it at about plus 350, which I like. I want the Huskies versus the Wolverines. I think Michigan's going to win the title. I think Jim Harbaugh is going to win a title, give a big throw the bird to the college football and then head on to the NFL. But I love Washington. I think Washington is one of the underappreciated teams in college football this year.
Michael Penix Jr. or J.J. McCarthy are either Patriots prospects.
I'm out on J.J. McCarthy. I don't quite get what people see in him. I think Michigan is a product of Harbaugh and the defense. Penix, though, if he's reportedly falling into the second round on a lot of people's mocks. I know Nate Tice of Yahoo Sports said that he saw Penix as almost a third-round graded prospect, in large part due to his medical history. He has ACL issues galore. But Penix can hurl the ball, man. If you decide that you don't want to draft a quarterback there, like if you end up with the 5th or 6th pick, you don't want to trade up, you want to take a tackle or a wide receiver like Malik Nabers, or you want to take Joe Alt out of Notre Dame, you could see the Patriots push for Michael Penix at the end of the first round, beginning of the second round.
Couple updates from at Highmark Stadium in Buffalo. The Zappening on the field. Zappy's out on the field. But alongside him, his offensive line today. Vidarian Lowe, your left tackle, with Trent Brown out. Mike Onwenu, your right tackle. Your guards, Antonio Mafi and City So. And David Andrews in there at center again today. Also a note, Jonathan Jones just jogged off the field during warmups and went to the locker room. Not sure if that means he's tweaked something or he's out today, but you might have a heavy dose of, as we did last week,
Sean
Austin,
Wade. And
Wade and Austin.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
And Jalen Mills, who played pretty well at safety.
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of surprised Mills hadn't gotten more playing time this year. I think that must be an issue with coaches thing, because I think when he's been on the field, he's been okay. He's been pretty good, and I know he tweeted about being set free earlier in the year or whatever, or wishing he had more playing time, I think it was. But look, I still think even with the, you know, next man up on Alex Austin and Sean Wade, I still think this Patriots team can keep it close. Like, Bill's going to scheme up a defense that's going to at least make the Bills work for it. I don't see
35 to 10 today.
35 to 10?
Yes. I'm sorry to say. I agree with Fourier. With Fourier said? No, actually, Fourier thought points.
Yeah, Fourier lay the points. Fourier said lay the points. He's fine with it.
Well, then I'm with Boomer.
You're with Boomer and Fourier.
Blowout
okay.
City. Blowout
yeah.
City.
I'll take the Patriots plus 14.5. I think it's close. I don't think Belichick is just going to roll over and die here.
All right, some final thoughts from Shimes games today. Maybe a play or two. And a final thought or two on the big news of the day, the coaching update, the Bill Belichick update. If you missed that from Pelissero and Rapsheet, we'll have that for you next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back to WEEI Football Sunday on WEEI.
All right, final stretch, WEEI Football Sunday in the Best Yet Brand Football Center. Ken Laird here, Chris Scheim here. No Gresh, no Arcan. Those gentlemen will be back this week on their respective programs. On the controls today, it's the very alert Joe Show. Joe Zekanowski. Did I pronounce that right? Joe Zekanowski? Zekanowski?
Yeah, that's right.
Mostly doing a good job today, although he almost dropped the Fourier F-bomb, but let's let that go. We got it. We got it done.
We got it.
Collaborative effort.
I added to the show. I kind of liked it.
Yeah, wow. You almost got me a heart attack. Okay, now, big news of the day, I think, was this report by Rap Sheet and Pellicero updating the Patriots situation. Incidentally, there has been a report that both Robert Kraft and Jonathan Kraft were on the field talking to Bill O'Brien today before the game for an extensive amount of time. Could be nothing, could be idle chatter.
Oh, okay.
But also interesting, I think, just to put it in perspective, that the ownership group is very active, present, on the field, engaged,
very
talking
much so.
To an offensive guy who, you know, Bill O'Brien has not had a tremendous year personally. However, he is a commodity of some worth, right? I mean, whether he goes somewhere else to the college ranks or the pros, he could get another job somewhere.
He would probably get a college job if I had to guess. But at the same time, I'm not really sure, because I think the Jalen Milroe comments from Alabama earlier this week about Bill O'Brien and about his lackluster, or he basically told Jalen Milroe, you shouldn't play quarterback. You should probably find a different position to play. And Jalen Milroe is now starting for Alabama in the college football playoff. Milroe's an athletic guy. He's a runner. He's not necessarily just your pocket passer. And that didn't necessarily shed the best light on Bill O'Brien. And it kind of, in my opinion, showed why a lot of Bill O'Brien stuff is just so vanilla and there hasn't been much evolution, is he just doesn't believe in athletic quarterbacks. And in today's NFL, the athletic quarterbacks are taking over. And so I don't necessarily see a ton of value in Bill O'Brien.
What do you think the Krafts were talking about with Mr. O'Brien?
It could just be idle chit-chat, because I don't think on the field prior to a Bills game is the time and place you would tell him about how you're probably going to be moving on from him. And I also don't think it's also the time and place you'd be talking to him about him being like the next head coach. So in my opinion, it's probably just idle chit chat is my guess. He's the offensive coordinator. Let's go talk to Billy O and say hi and just check in on how he's feeling prior to the game. But
incidentally, O'Brien is not listed in this, piece as a potential successor to Belichick. However, he is referenced here in this sense. NFL Network reports, Belichick intends to coach next year. He's motivated to break Shula's all-time wins record. And with Kraft taking on a bigger role in recent years in decision-making within football operations, such as last year's moves to bring back Bill O'Brien and retain Gerard Mayo, Belichick has lost a level of control as to how the building runs compared to when the team was winning 6 Super Bowls. Then he goes on to speculate, Mayo could be the successor, but it's not a guarantee. Other options, particularly coaches with Patriots ties, such as Josh McDaniels or Vikings DC Brian Flores, shouldn't be ruled out. So you could, I mean, this is painting a scenario with not only Mayo here, but McDaniels back, Flores back, O'Brien here, Joe Judge here. It's like it's the who's who of part-time Belichick tree guys.
Yeah, the only guy that I have literally any interest in whatsoever is Brian Flores. I think he's the only person on that list that knows how to be their own individual and knows how to be himself and be a guy who knows how to lead men. I think he did a good job with what he was dealt with in Miami at the time. I'm interested in Flores. I think he's creative on very creative on defense. He leads the league in blitzes, but he also leads the league in 8-man drop coverage, which I think is wild. He's only rushing 3 and then blitzing a crap load. I think he's creative. I think he's different, and I think he knows how to be himself. It's the one guy on that list I'm okay with at all. I want nothing to do with Josh McDaniels. Gerard Mayo seems like a great guy. I don't want him as my head coach. I'm good.
Because you want an offensive guy.
Yeah, I want an offensive guy. I want a young, a creative offensive mind. That's the direction football is going in. Like, defensive guys are having success when they have young offensive minds next to them.
What's Harbaugh?
Harbaugh to me.
Former QB.
Yes, former QB. Actually, I think he's like in the top 10 all time in rushing yards by a quarterback. Fun fact.
He is? Wow.
Yeah, you can look that up. Look, Harbaugh to me feels more like like his brother in that he's the head guy, but he's going to hire guys in
guys to cheat
underneath. Hey, Bill Belichick did it for years. It worked out great.
Why break precedent?
Exactly. He's going to hire guys underneath him that will have success. Like, he's a smart. I think consigliere is the wrong word. I don't think that's the correct one.
That's fine. And that's what you should be at that position.
Yeah,
you
know, he's
be a delegator.
His fingers are going to be in everything. But yes, exactly. He'll be a very good delegator. And he's not going to just hire Josh McDaniels. He's going to go and find a young offensive mind that he thinks will have success.
Now, the last piece of this report is that Kraft and Belichick have not met yet to talk about the future, and that Kraft is conscientious of how the Brady situation played out and wants to make sure Bill's exit, Belichick now, whatever it comes, is handled the right way, making a firing highly unlikely. So fine, but it could take a while for that to play out. You have to meet when the season's done. Bill makes his case to stay. They discuss options of where to go. You dangle him with leverage to this team, that team, X, Y, and Z. I don't see this being a Black Monday resolution. This is many weeks.
See, I disagree. I think this is going to be decided very quickly.
Really?
Yeah.
And he goes where? Well, you think he retires.
Yeah, I think Bill's done. I think he just walks away. So his final press conference of the season would be Wednesday, January 10th, following that Jets game. I think you'll probably find out news dump Tuesday night, 5:30. Bill Belichick is deciding to step away and will do his farewell press conference tomorrow morning on Wednesday. And that's kind of my guess.
Okay. Now, let's say you're wrong, which most people think you're wrong.
Yep. I'm kind of alone.
Let's say he wants to go to another team.
Genius walks alone.
This story has several other teams that are looking for head coaches, or presumably will be.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me whether Bill's a fit. Washington Commanders.
Yes.
Atlanta Falcons.
No.
Why not?
I think they're going to stick with Arthur Smith. I don't think Arthur Blank will give Belichick the control and the money that he
wants. Hire the guy who embarrassed you in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I don't think Bill would want to go to Atlanta either, to be honest with you, because you're stuck with a crappy quarterback situation again.
Chicago Bears. Catch Hallis at Hallis Hall.
I'm going to say no, because I think you'd just be better off staying with New England if you're going to go to Chicago. And I think Chicago's going to run
New England doesn't want to keep you, would be the point here.
Okay.
You need to find a destination.
Yeah, I think Chicago's going to run it back with Eberflus. They seem pretty intent on doing so. And I think Fields could keep that job as well.
Saints.
That's
year two of Dennis Allen. And we know Bill likes New Orleans,
Dennis Allen
based on the photos.
Stinks. And I think the issue there is quarterback. Like, you'd have to either deal with Derek Carr or
Bill doesn't
somehow
care about quarterbacks. He wants an average quarterback. He's fine with that.
Yeah, he'd be fine with an average quarterback if it's a defense that he built, like a system that he's already built.
He'll build it.
He'd be walking into a brand new spot. I don't know. I could see the Saints, but I don't think it would be at the top of the list.
Carolina Panthers and David Tepper.
He would. Yeah, that is a spot just because David Tepper would pay out the keister for Bill Belichick.
Although they would have to be concerned that Bill would fix Bryce Young.
Yes.
Or take him to the next level.
Yeah, that would be the issue.
Raiders.
No. Mark Davis isn't going to go back to that well. After dealing with Josh McDaniels and Dave Ziegler, yeah. No shot.
And the Chargers.
Yes. That to me is the clear number one runaway answer. No GM, no coach. You can kick Kellen Moore to the curb, bring in Josh McDaniels, and just to dial it up. You have a ton of talent on that defense. Yeah, there's some big contracts. You figure out some cap stuff, but Bill can do that. He'll figure it out.
Yeah, but also, you got Dallas. I mean, not on this list, but they've got to be I'm telling you.
Yeah, Curtis
McCarthy
is convinced he goes to Dallas.
Yes.
I don't see it.
Yes.
There's no way Jerry Jones fires McCarthy.
Are you kidding?
If he does, he hires Dan Quinn. He loves Dan Quinn.
No, he loves Bill. He wants both.
No way.
He'll pay for Bill.
He allows Bill's ego to come in here and tell him what to do.
McCarthy last night is throwing. It's first and second down inside the 2-minute warning at what, the 30-yard line? Throws twice, clock doesn't move.
So
almost blew the game last night.
That's not why they blew the game, though. Because Dak Prescott, prior to that, he started the game 11 of 11 throwing on first down. Dak Prescott was having an insane night.
Yes.
You keep riding with the almost MVP candidate quarterback. Where they fell apart was on defense. They were like, we're going to play prevent defense instead of sticking with what we know.
And who can fix that?
Bill Belichick.
William Belichick. Cowboys.
All right, Ked.
All right. Shime, it's been fun.
It's been a pleasure.
We'll do it again soon, I hope.
Yes, absolutely.
You'll be back Tuesday. Patriots Monday on a Tuesday. You'll be back tomorrow.
I'll be on tomorrow, 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. with Mark Dondero. We'll be reacting to the Patriots. Bowl game kicks off in the middle of our show. It'll be great.
Beautiful. And don't forget Six Rings postgame right after the Pats game here on WEI. See you.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.